If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Paul says that the fruit of the Spirit is love. He puts them in bunches. If I were to take the first bunch, love, joy, and peace, they would be the three that are directed towards God. Kindness is an attribute of the Spirit. You talk in tongues all you want to, but if you are not kind, you aren't showing me anything. You ain't showing me nothing if you're not kind. Then the last of the three towards man is goodness. Now, I know you're saying, Bible saying, ain't nobody good, ain't no good in me. That's why the Holy Spirit's in there, to augment, to help your lack of good, our lack of good. There's nothing good in this flesh, but there's something good in this temple. Yes, there is. You better get off feeling sorry for yourself and putting yourself down. I've got a good Holy Spirit living inside of me. Oh, yes. Paul says, I got a treasure inside of these earthen vessels. I've got a treasure house full of the anointing, full of the power, presence, love, goodness, gentleness of God to be demonstrated to those who are hungry for it. There's a whole world of people who've been stepped on, beat up, ostracized, criticized, molested, and put into despair. And they turn to us to show them Jesus. We drive them away right into the arms of the cultist. We drive them into the arms of the homosexual because we don't show them God's goodness. If your son or your daughter comes home and says, Mom, Dad, I got to tell you something. I'm gay. Don't stand up and say, Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebukes you. You foul spirit, get off my child. Don't do that. Hug him. Say, come here, baby. I don't agree with your lifestyle, but I love me some you. I don't like the way you living, but I love you with everything in me. Say, ooh, Bishop Lambert, I got to leave Bethel because you talking about loving people that's committing sin. Then those of you without sin, raise your hand. And yet God hugs you every morning. Bring your nasty self over here. I love you. You're going to throw your child out because they make a lifestyle error? No, love them. They can't help it that their eyes are blind. But don't drive them to the others who'll say, see there, I told you they wouldn't accept you. I can accept you without accepting what you do. Now, here's the boundaries, baby. You can live with me, but you can't bring your friends in here. Look, I'm not rejecting you. I just ain't going to have that stuff on my sofa. That didn't come from Levitt's. That's a Raymore Flanigan sofa. So you have to be long-suffering, gentle, and good. Your daughter goes out and gets pregnant. Your son fathers a child. Don't call them names. Don't bastardize the children. Don't even let that child know they don't have a daddy. Let them know they got a good nana or a good pop-pop. A good nana and a good pop-pop will outweigh a bad daddy any day. I tell you, my mom, pop-pop, if you love them, they won't even ask for daddy. They won't even ask. I wish I had somebody. You all mad because your daughter. No, you were prideful. You were bragging. Your daughter went out and knocked boots with somebody. And now she got pregnant. And now your pride is hurt. Get over it. Life comes from God. That baby is born. Adopt that baby. Take that baby. Tell that mother, I'll take care of him. Bring him on in the house. Then give him back. Listen to me. Give him back, full of the Holy Ghost. Tell your daughter, I'll wean this baby. Let him stay with me up till 5. By the time you get them back, they're going to be quoting all 150 Psalms. They're going to be quoting all the Proverbs. They're going to be so full of the Holy Ghost that when you get them in that house, they're going to be laying hands on you. You don't know what God has in store for that baby. Don't turn your back on that baby. Show them the fruit. And the last three are the most difficult. The first three are towards God. The second three are towards man. The last three are the most difficult. What makes them difficult? Anything dealing with us is difficult. The last three are selfward fruit. the fruit of faith, faithfulness and dependability. This is not the fruit of faith, is not the gift of faith. This is not the supernatural ability to believe God. This fruit means that you are dependable, that you are faithful, that when you, do you know the only thing you can give away and keep is your word? So when you give me your word that you're going to do something, here and now I vow to be one with thee. You're all I need. 6 weeks later, look, I love you, but I ain't in love with you. But you gave your word. No, you ain't faithful. You're not dependable. But if you are full of the Spirit, see, if you marry somebody and they're full of the Spirit, they're faithful. And I'm not just talking about the faithfulness as far as not straying and being with somebody else, but they're faithful to motivate you, encourage you. They don't put down your dreams and your visions and your goals. They don't tell you your ideas are stupid. You gain a little weight. They don't disown you and, oh, well, see, you just don't turn me on no more. At some point, everybody's six-pack becomes a keg. The hand you used to run your, the hair you used to run your hand through is gone. It's all right. Turns gray. Life changes. But you made a promise for better or worse. Now you had the better. Now you're getting the worse. Just put your head down and fight through it. Why? Because you're faithful. The second one towards yourself is meekness. And meekness is the right use of power and authority. It means you don't abuse people. You don't walk around in arrogance, demanding that everyone acquiesce and submit because you walked in the room. Meekness is not weakness, but it is controlled power. It is understanding that I am the senior pastor of Bethel and the presiding bishop of the Bethel Fellowship of Churches, but I never demand that anybody do anything because of those titles. Meekness is towards you. And the last is self-control, temperance. Self-control is knowing that I've had enough to eat. You control yourself. All right, thank you. I've had 13 buffalo wings. Praise God. I don't need to see your dessert menu. I took my boy to Lee's Hoagies, and he said, Dad, I want to get a sandwich. We went in, and I went in, and I had myself a Caesar salad and a glass of unsweetened iced tea. Darius laughed at me. He said, you know you want that cheesesteak. I said, dost thou tempt me, Satan? Dost thou tempt me? I said, what are you getting? He said, I'm getting the hot wings, the curly fries with cheese on it, and a Pepsi. I said, you devil. But self-control said he was young enough to burn it up as soon as he eats it. If I had ordered the cheesesteak, I'd still be wearing it today. Self-control says I can't have everything my eyes see, and nor can I have everything that my heart wants, and nor can I have everything that my mind desires. You exercise self-control is to your benefit. It is to your benefit not to argue with someone who comes up alongside of you in the car and wants to pass you. Let them go, because wisdom says they may have a gun in that car. And is it worth losing your life over some idiot driving? Self-control tells me that I know the boundaries of my existence. I can't do everything. I played basketball most of my young life, me and Pastor Norman. I was playing basketball one day. I was 30 years old. I was on the court playing basketball, and I was playing my regular way, and this kid came down, and he faked me left and went right and blew right by me. I walked off the court, never went back. I said, that's it. From now on, my basketball is Xbox. Why? Self-control says, why should I be out there trying to run with them 18-year-old kids? I got mortgage to pay. You see, self-control helps you. It helps you. That's why gambling is such a bad thing, because you don't have self-control. You can lose $100,000 with one throw of the dice. And the enemy will tell you, you got a chance. Go ahead. Go ahead, put that money, your whole mortgage, $1,500 on red six. Then you pick the red one, the devil's number. And nothing in the temple red but blood. And they spin it, throw the little ball in, and it stops on 13, black. You walk away, How I'm going to pay my mortgage? Lord, help me. He said, I don't got nothing to do with that. Why? No self-control. Many of the devils that we wrestle with, that we try to bind, are not devils at all. It is the absence of self-control. I loved Breyers ice cream, and I mean loved it like you love a woman. I love Breyers. I didn't just eat Breyers. I made love to it. I'd sell my salvation for peach. But I had to make a decision. I had it in my freezer. I'd listen to Francis and go buy 2 gallons of Breyers. Then I had to make a decision. And I stopped eating Breyers. And I haven't had 1 tablespoon of Breyers in my mouth in over a year and a half. Don't clap. Y'all should be mourning. Boy, I told you they didn't love me. I told you. You talking about, yeah, they love you, Pastor. They were clapping because I had to give up Breyers. They don't love me. I'm listening to you from now on. It's been longer than 2 years. I haven't. Why? Because it doesn't agree with this temple at this stage in my life. Now, self-control. I go into the Acme, and I'm walking, and I stop, and I look. And they have new flavors. And I don't ask the Holy Spirit to help me because way in the back of my mind, I hear my doctor. And he says, Eric, you want to keep having that good report, don't you? Yes. Now, I know one of you is sitting there right now, and here's what you're saying. Pastor, once in a while, ain't going to kill you. That's what the serpent said to the woman. Just one bite of that fruit. Yeah, that one bite put us all in the condition we're in. So I just avoid it. How can I avoid it? Because the Holy Spirit gives me the fruit of self-control. I loved Oscar Mayer hot dogs. 5 at a time. 5 at a time. I haven't had one in years. I'd go down to the Phillies game for Dollar Dog Day and get like 6 or 7 of them. And they would be gone before I got to my seat. Because you know they're small. They're 3 bites, they're gone. Why? Fruit of the Spirit. In other words, you can control your life if the Holy Spirit is living in you. So the devils that you've been binding, that refuse to be bound, are not devils.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
07316A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches invite you to our 2016 Holy Convocation, where people gather together to meet God. Our theme this year is based out of Mark chapter 8, verse 25. Second touch, regain your spiritual vision. Our guest speakers on Wednesday, August 10th, Bishop Keith Reed of Sharon Baptist Church. On Thursday, Bishop Maureen Davis, Open Door Mission True Light Church. And ending with our presiding bishop on Friday, August 12th, Eric Lambert, Jr. Daily agenda includes dynamic afternoon workshops, powerful praise and worship, edifying word from God, and a great time of fellowship. Each evening begins at prayer at 6 o'clock and service at 7 at the Bethel Deliverance International Church main campus, 2929 Sheltenham Avenue.